afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those building businesses from home, we're not dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we are savvy, and we're sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And it's our first show on the Mompreneur Model for 2021, and I am beyond thrilled to be bringing my sister friend, business partner, goddess of SEO, and everything in the digital realm, Linda Cherry here, to talk about what we are creating for 2021. Our two businesses, the Word of Mom Media Network and ZebWeb Digital, we're the Mompreneur Marketers. It's so exciting to finally be talking about it and sharing it. So Linda, welcome to the show, and let's just start sharing the vision of what we are creating for the amazing women we have met on this journey.
Hi, Dori. Oh, it's wonderful to see that this year especially, we are finally pooling these years of building up to this year and what we have been talking about and wanting to do, that we're able to bring it to all of these mompreneurs that are out there. Networking together is a big thing, but it's not just a place to network. It's actually going to be a place to learn, whether you are brand new and starting, whether you have just one product, just one service, or if you have a corporation. It is a place to learn and grow, to mentor others, and for us to be able to showcase these phenomenal women that are part of the Mompreneur Media Network. We need to connect and we need to bring awareness of how times have changed. Doing business has changed. And it's not just changed for the short term because of what's been going on. This is changing going forward throughout the next decade. Mm-hmm. Everything, how you market yourself has changed. What you need in place to be able to move forward has changed. It's not just about having a presence on the internet. There's so many other elements that you need to incorporate and understand how and which tools are best for you and your business and how you're moving forward.
I want to go back because you said, you know, of our years of working together, all you need to understand that Linda and I have been designing and creating websites since it was a .com dial-up, and literally would load a page too if it didn't have graphics, about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And then in the morning after I would drop our kids off at school, I'd get to Linda's house. She had her office set up in her room, and we'd keep our fingers crossed that that page or two loaded, and God forbid there were no typos. Please, Lord. I mean, one comma out of place or whatever. To now be able to be in two different places and literally just working and working and working, it's so remarkable, but it really is why you are the SEO goddess. I've said it before, I'll say it again, there's no one better at doing it. And it's literally because of all of the tricks and tools and things that you have learned. I'm serious, Linda would call me up and be so excited. And here I am on the other side of this conversation. I'm literally hearing, wah, 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 computer, wah, 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 program. And I would just be so excited. And at the end, she'd go, you really didn't understand what I was talking about, did you? I was like, not at all. And it's so funny because we've always been that blend. Now it's our time to get out there. After 30-something years of doing this, it is about empowering other women. It is encouraging them and educating them. And you and I have never fallen into the high school mentality of, I can't help you because you're going to steal my boyfriend. But many women do. And that's what we need to break, because we should be learning from each other, empowering, encouraging, all of these wonderful things. The tools you were talking about, grab a couple of them that are the things that are now going to be propelling your business forward. Because believe me, Linda is who you want to talk to. I've never bought a program or anything else that I don't ask Linda first. What do you think of this? Because, you know, she's my pinnacle of that opinion. If she says it's good or she says it's not good, I'm going with her. I don't care what anybody else says, you know, and that's really the truth. So like I said, give us a couple of the tools we should really be looking at and what we're going to be sharing with them.
Real quick, I just want to say about the excitement, you know, after all these years and as technology platforms change, the way you do business online changes, I still get that excitement every moment. But I think a lot of my excitements now at this place in time is it's not just about what used to be back then. It's like companies, large and small, hire people, you are doing this. And now it's more about empowering women. You need to understand your business. And there's a lot of elements that you should learn for yourself. And I love being able to show, okay, this is what you're doing. This is where you want to grow to. Let's talk strategy. There are so many tools out there. I think last count, I want to say it's over 7,000 different tools and platforms that you can be using. And I've gone through, not all of them, but I've gone through many of them. And again, and when I hear a suggestion, I dive in and I love playing around to see what it can do. Okay, fine, I'll remember this, I'll remember that. And there are a few that really stand out, especially today, you know, some that I really use to go forward. It's me knowing what these tools can do. Business owners need to understand where they want to go to and then finding out within their budget which tools are best to get them from where they are now to that next level. And then at that next level, okay, this may have worked then. You know, where do you want to grow to? Okay, these are tools to use now. This is going to grow to where you want to go to. And these are the ones you really need to hone in on now, even if it's not something that you want to go forward doing yourself. I really love training and showing, if anything, you may not become a pro at it, but you need to know how to do some of these back-end tools for yourself. You need to understand the back-end, because when you grow to the point when you're going to have others working on it, you need to understand what you want to tell them to do and understand what they're going to be doing with it, because otherwise there's a lot of disconnect. A lot of my clients now come to me and it's no fault of theirs. It's no fault of the people they try to hire. I think it's a disconnect where business owners are like, well, they think they want this, they want to use this, and they're not able to express where they are, or maybe who they're talking with is not understanding what their goals are. And they end up using tools or a strategy that just doesn't move them anywhere. And there's nothing worse than getting in a situation, wow, these tools didn't work, this strategy didn't work. But I think for the most part, it's understanding you need to really hone in and learn some basic business strategy, understand what you want to do. These are the tools that are best for where your company is at right now, within your budget, because you can start off paying, I know, $100 a month for tools. Your business online and using the right tools that's going to market you out. And you can go as you grow up to thousands of dollars a month. But you don't want to be in the place where you're starting off and you're like, I need to spend $500 a month to do this. And it's just not right for you at that time. So when it comes to the tools, technology, and one of the first things I talk about right now, because more than ever, especially in the realm of SEO, for search engine optimization, search engine marketing, you know, you have your organics, you have your paid. The bottom line is, even if you're doing paid, you still need to pay attention to the technical aspect. And this is, what are you running it through? This is, what is the speed of your website? And without getting too into it, you need to make sure that you are running your website through hosting, pages that are built, optimizing your images. Because if you do not come back with speed in your pages, you're not going to be indexed on the front pages for organic results. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, okay, fine, I'm not getting the organics right now. That takes a long time to build up. So you go into paying. And I don't suggest to anyone paying hundreds of dollars right off the bat. It's a strategy. You have to analyze and you do testers. You start with small amounts. But even with paid advertisement, if their landing page or your ads are going back to a website that is not running fast, it does not have the technical aspects that I'm just using, for example, Google. Now, Google is not the only one out there. There's so many other browsers and platforms to be discovered on. Everyone is not on Google. It is one of the main ones, but it's the main one. But all of them take into consideration the aspects of how your web page loads. These are some things that I like to start off with is one, the strategy, where your business is going to grow, and you have to look at your online presence. That is big. That is mainly your website. Now, the other tools that can come into play are you having webinars? How are you going to run them? If you're running through your website, every single aspect that is going to be connected in there needs to be technically correct to be loading fast and working with social media so you don't have any of the lags or downtime, because it also shows a representation of your business and what you're putting forward. So that's about it that I want to get into, because I can feel myself wanting to dive too deep into that. But for the most part, you just need to know how things are running. There's tools to use to see how your website is coming back, and you need to understand this. And then the next part is, how am I going to get my business out there? And you need to discover the right audiences to connect with. And a lot of times people think, well, this is my audience. Okay, this is what you think. And they're like, okay, fine, let me do this, you know, some little testing here. And these are the keywords. Okay, this is what you think. And sometimes it's understanding, how do you research this to really hone in on not the ones that are just browsing for your information, but discovering the ones that are actually looking to buy your product or to use your service. And that is huge right now. And I think that's a big disconnect right now. And that is something that I really, really love teaching people, in how to look at their businesses and look beyond what they think is their audience to who their audiences are. And sometimes they're in these undiscovered areas. And that's where I get my excitement. It's like, wow, I'm getting them in from here. It's like, these are their interests and these are that. It's like, yes, see, you never know who's going to connect with you until you actually get out there in the right way.
You know, it's really interesting that you were talking about knowing your audience and your keywords, because it's so true. You really may think, because you get married to your idea, you get married to your company. And so what connects for you may not be what is resonating with the people that are listening. And it really is important to have those analytics, have that background. And again, that's the joy of having people like Linda on this earth. We don't need to know how to do every single aspect of everything. There are people out there that can help. But having that basic understanding is going to move you forward.
Exactly, exactly. And again, you know, for the most part, you want to run your business, but you also need to know what's going on the back end of your business, your potential clients.
We get married to an idea, and because we do, it becomes the focal point of things. And you have to be open and ready to hear the things that may not be what you want to hear, you know? And especially now, we are watching businesses pivot left and right, because the way we do business is changing. It really is. And, you know, I hate that term, the new normal, because this isn't the new normal.
No.
You know? But, because life will go back to life. We're not going to wear masks for the rest of our life and everything else, blah, 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 blah. But I think, and especially for women like you and me, Linda, who've been working from home since last century.
I know.
Okay? We're 21 years into a new century. And Linda and I have been doing this since the 1990s, you know, because long before.
We've mastered work from home.
You know,
it's like, okay, you're picking up the kids, you're getting this to you know, their practice, I'll be over here. Okay, we're going to set this up. This is going to run in process, and we'll meet back on our computers at this time.
Yep.
And this was before we had to be at one or another places. This is not really when we were able to connect from house to house and mm-hmm. work together, except if you were on a landline phone.
Right, there were cell phones. You know, it's so amazing. I was thinking about that with my grandchildren and how all of the pictures and videos I have, when I think back to my kids, boy, it would have been so cool to have cell phones 32 years ago, to be able to video everything that we did and whatnot. And it's an amazing thing. And sadly, because as you were saying, with so many tools out there, you don't know what are the best ones. you don't know what, you know, social media. You could spread yourself so thin over social media that you're tripping over your own self, you know?
I'm glad you brought that up. And that is another area where, for a lot of industries, you can do well promoting out on every single social platform that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Every single social platform is not for every product or every business.
Right.
You really need to understand who's on there, what you're going to do. Some platform may be just for brand awareness, but this is not for you to market on. You just need to have a presence there so they know your name and know who you are, build your authority. And then there are some, these are the ones where your prospects are at. These are the ones where you're going to be interacting with your current clients and keep that relationship going. What I've discovered, especially over the past few months, I talk with a lot of people, and this is something that I'm really looking forward to in one of the aspects that we're going to be, you know, helping women is households have changed and some are on hold, you know, due to the whole COVID. And there are a lot of women out there thinking, you know, well, I always had this idea, but I don't know what to do with it. And I've heard it and I'm like, this is a phenomenal idea. And sometimes I don't think they feel comfortable talking about it. They think, oh, this is silly. And they just don't know how to start. And that is one of the things, Dory, that I know we've been talking about that I think is going to make a great place is for those to just, whether they listen, they come in and just help them see, okay, well, this is your idea. And sometimes it's just a matter of you have this wonderful, beautiful idea. How can you make this into something, whether this is on the side, whether you can do this full-time right now, whether it can lead into a full-time business. It's not just saying, okay, I'm going to have a full-time business online. That's great. Everyone wants that. But sometimes starting out, it's like, okay, well, I do have this job. I do have this time, maybe a day on a weekend or some hours at night to see what I can do with this, with the help and with the networking, where you can bring that. This is our time. Feel comfortable about their idea, you know, and just get that help. And hopefully, you know, forth and make it come out to their dreams.
On that note, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are now going to be talking about the mompreneur marketers, because, you know, Linda and I finally found the title for ourselves. We've been doing this forever. And, you know, it was interesting what you were talking about before, about having a presence on different platforms. You don't have to be ridiculously active on all of them. Part of what we're sharing with people as the mompreneur marketers, please keep your branding consistent. Even if your presence, you know, you may be posting twice a month, please make sure when they go to every site, they know it's you. Even if you can't get the same handle, you may not be able to get your business name across all platforms. You might have to have a different name. Doesn't matter. Make sure your graphics are you, that no matter where they go, they know it is you. I remember way back when, and somebody said, you know, the most impressive thing about the websites that we designed is that every page we use the same fonts, we use the same colors. Even the graphics may have been different and things, but Everything was branded all the way along. Please don't forget how important that is, because how are people going to know it's you? Don't think that it's cool to have 5 different kinds of business cards that are all touch on a different part of your business. No, because nobody's going to know it's you. Be you. Be consistently you. So there's my little jump in.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that. We are in a visual world. We are connected visually. And this is another thing as well. I know it's like, okay, we're working from home. You're working from home, and I do this every morning. In New York, it's cold outside. I get up, I get dressed, and I walk, even if it's up into the corner and back, like I'm getting up to go to work. One, it gets my body moving in the morning. Two, I'm like, ooh, the cold air will, you know, wake you up. But even if you're down in the south, the warm air, it's a matter of getting up and moving to sit yourself down in your chair. Because sometimes when you're in your chair, you're in there for a while, which can happen. But being in this visual world, like right now, we're talking, we're on the podcast, but we're also in Zoom. We're seeing each other. You know, we're connecting. So even when you're becoming part of meetings, still, you know, you don't have to put on your suit, but you still have to represent yourself. And yourself is part of your brand. And when it comes to branding, everything in the visuals, and like you may have, you know, different sections of your business, which may have a different tonage to it. But the bottom line is you have, and it's very important, your logo and your colors. You need to carry them through, because when you're advertising, or as you said, if you're sending out all these different cards, say they're for a different element of your business, you can't change it up, because if you're changing it too much, people start building into their memory seeing your brand. And then all of a sudden they'll connect in when they're thinking, I need this. Oh, wow, it's going to trigger in their brain. This is them. But if you're spread too far across and too many imagery, too many different colors, you're never going to hone in on people's memory of what you have been putting out there. Because branding yourself, it takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. And you have to get out there. You're building yourself, your authority, and that visual image of you. You need to think, what do I want in people's memory of my company? And I'm glad you brought that up, Joy, because it is so important, more important than anything right now. It really is.
Without a doubt. And you know what? Let's face it. Everybody's business is morphed online. No matter what their business is, all of a sudden it is morphed online. So being consistently you is paramount, because there's so much out there. And again, 30-something years of back experience is sharing this. Being here on Word of Mom, I've been blessed all of these years sharing amazing women. And occasionally I will have that woman who's come and shared her business, and then a year later comes back because she started a new business and not morphed this business into something else, but actually closed this, started something else. And I'm like, all right, I'll always give somebody a second shot. And then they'll come back a third time. And it's like, I can't. And it's like, well, you know, it just isn't making money and I have to make money. I'm like, then go get a job. If you honestly think you're going to start a business and in your first year, it's going to be a profitable business, maybe if you've bought a franchise of something or whatnot, please know that it takes a lot of time. Timing is everything. As somebody who started the Clear Bag Company, Linda's here with me, the first person I came to 20 years ago when this all started, and the first time we launched this in 2008. Do we have the best products on the market? Absolutely. The timing was off. So what did we do? We closed it. We retooled it. We did everything that we had to do. And then, you know, we launched stadiumbags.com. Who would have thought it would literally take a pandemic to stop everywhere that was going? And guess what? It is what it is, because it is what it is. You pivot. You morph. You do what you have to do, because timing is everything. So please, one of the things that we want to share with you is we love your enthusiasm for your business. Believe in yourself. Just know that it's not going to be a money-making operation for a while. Make that commitment in yourself. You're worth it. You're worth it. Your dream is worth it. It really is. Like Linda said, if you've got to have your full-time job and you've got this amount of hours that you can work on your business, That's why, you know, women get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be on their blogs and stuff like that, because they've got to now at 6 o'clock in the morning get the kids up for school. And now they're homeschooling. And so many women who are building their businesses, and they've been homeschooling for years. And now they're teaching other women how to do it. And it's why we're creating what we're creating here. Because for years we've gained all of this experience. And now it's time to bring it where we can bring all of these women into one place for products and services and coaching and all of the different aspects. Because let's face it, and when you get into marketplaces and, you know, it's an exclusive. There's one person that does this and one person that does that. I don't care who you are and what your business is. Not one person can handle all the business that's out there. Coaches, you can be 15 different coaches that coach literally the same kind of coach. Every one of them is going to have their own style. And so their style is going to resonate with you.
Exactly.
It is about the abundance that is out there. And that's why we want to create the Mompreneur Marketers. We want to create that place where women can come and learn, where women can come and teach, where women can come and share, where we can create that place where you are looking for a woman-owned business that's doing this, or a woman-owned product that's creating that. Or guess what? You've now got something, because let's face it, women start with why. You know, we don't start a business just to start a business. There's a why behind it.
You know, great expert panel right now.
Yes.
To help these women. And, you know, I want to touch a little bit, Dori, on real quick what you said, because you're pulling everything together that we're talking about. And without going into, like, there are top five reasons why people that start their own business fail. If it's not the first or second one, well, actually one of them is you're not connecting with your audiences. You're not finding the right prospects. And two is money. The other three we can talk about another time. But, and this is why it's so important to one, understand and learn and be open to discover what you think is your customer may not exactly always be that. And the other thing is two, money. When you're starting off, it takes a while. You have to build up your authority before this money starts coming in. You can't throw out, and I hear so much, well, I paid $1,000 a month and got nowhere with my business. It's like, well, you know what? You paid $1,000 for nothing, because what were you paying for? Well, I don't know. I just did this. It's like, you have to build it up slowly. You know, you have to take that time. And I say, like, the first quarter of the year is about understanding, learning, analytics, and really, once you start getting this little feel during that time, your business goals will grow. Your understanding in the back end of your business. Oh, these are my audiences. I'm getting these few customers here. I'm not spending, you know, all this money out there on technology that I don't need right now.
Right.
But you have the start and you grow with it. And that's another thing. You have to make sure what you're starting with. You have to also think, I'm starting here and I'm going to end up at this point. What I'm paying into now, is this going to grow with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if you're in the wrong technology, I'm stalled here, or, oh my gosh, I'm at this point, and then the cost is tripling. Well, you know what? There are features in here that's not even for your business. You're in the wrong platform. You needed to use this, and you would have made some money because this was more feasible. This was growing with the type of business you had, and these are just some things that we need to pull together. Because you know what? You can do it. We've done this. We've taken the long way. But I've also worked with women that within 6 months, they're like, it's starting. And I'm like, yes, it is. I was like, but you have to have that mindset of, it's not going to happen in the first month. You may get a slim chance if you spend all these thousands of dollars. You may get something. But honestly, you most likely will not, because
that's
then
right.
Wasted money. So you need to learn how to do it right. You need to understand what works for you and who wants to work with you. You know, and again, it's like, oh, that's already out there. No, people connect with people differently. And again, getting back to this visual world, they're visually going to see your company. They're probably going to visually see you, because whether you like it or not, either if you're not good in videos, then you need to be, you know, having a voice of something. that people are like, wow, I like the way this person sounds. It's not about what you look like. It's about what you sound and what you're projecting. I think I can work with this person. And that's where your business grows.
You know, there's so much that we are going to be sharing. And it's so fun because we're going to be every month. We are going to be in the business spotlight talking about this month's tips or tools to continually move your businesses forward, because we haven't been here all this time not to share it, you know, and it's time. It's really, it's that time. It's the time that Word of Mom Radio has been building its own life, and we are going to be launching Word of Mom TV. And you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. Why not? Why not? Because we can. I'm looking at my godson walking in the background over there. You know, love kid cameos. So it's Word of Mom, you know? I mean, if you have a problem with a kid cameo, we're probably the wrong platform for you to be listening to.
Exactly.
You know, what can we tell you? And Linda and I are both grandmothers. You know, and so there'll be times that my grandson or my granddaughter is going to be in the background. I don't care. That's the joy of building your business from home. And you know, one of the positive things that has come out of all of this is it has validated all of the women who have worked all these years from home, and everybody joking about it and, oh, what are you going to get a real job and all of that other nonsense. People realize the discipline it takes to work from home. And all of these women now have to shift, because now their table that had been their office, they're now sharing with their children, their significant others. They're, you know, it has become a whole new realm of how to make this all work. And that's what we're looking forward to sharing, because all these years, all this experience, and all of these amazing women out there that are looking to empower and educate, it's our time. It really is. It is the time to be moving forward and working together. Together we're stronger. You know, together we make a difference. Everyone can be their own solo voice, and that's great. But when we create that choir, it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. And we are going to make this happen. And I can't be sharing it with a better person. I just can't. And it's so strange because we don't live that far apart from each other, but this flipping pandemic has just kept us apart this entire time. I mean, legitimately, no joke. The last time I was supposed to be going down to Linda's to actually be working with her last year was the day that Nourishelle went into that 1 mile lockdown and she was in it. So was my church. So it was literally like I was supposed to come down that day, and we were both like, whoa. You know, and guess what? It hasn't stopped us.
No.
It has not stopped us. It may have delayed things a little bit, but it doesn't matter. We are in a digital world, ladies. And there's nothing that we can't do. There is absolutely nothing we can't do. There is nowhere we can't take our businesses. And together we are going to make that difference. So you'll be tuning into our shows. We are going to be sharing so many mind-blowing things and so many wonderful opportunities.
The workshop.
Yes.
Workshops are going to be amazing.
They really are. And, you know, you can't find somebody better than Linda to learn from. I've been doing stuff with SCORE, so we're going to take some of the workshops that we've worked together with SCORE. Talking about social media marketing on a shoestring. You're under the misnomer that you've got to spend thousands of dollars online. You don't. You just have to be consistent online. And then when you start boosting things in your audience, spreading it out a little bit, you can spend tens of dollars a month and build it up, but you'll just see your reach growing. It comes slowly. You can do it. And we're going to be sharing how. We're going to be sharing so many wonderful things. And like I said, I can't be more excited about what's going to be happening. And we really look forward to creating an amazing community out there. And we want you to be part of it. So Linda, as we're wrapping up, let everybody know how to reach you.
Linda@zebwebdigital.com.
Take a look at Zeb Web Digital. We didn't even really touch on that, but
no.
That's a whole other ball of wax of amazing stuff going on. So as we wrap up our first Mompreneur model for 2021, this is our year, ladies. This is the year we are going to create and continue and pursue all of those dreams that are out there, the pivots that we've had to endure, and the new pathways that we're creating. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.